Hello?
Hello. Hi, how you doing today, ma'am? My name is
Good,
Tony.
How are you, Nancy Foley?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. My name is Tony, and I'm calling you from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. Now, we are conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably 50-50 chances, or you're not going to vote?
I'm going to vote.
Okay. That'll be definitely?
Yes.
Now, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
No, I voted for Joe Biden.
Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
And if you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
30.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Now, let me give you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on, okay? Now, for each one, please let me know if you rate them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is the most important issue, 5 somewhat, 0 not important at all, okay? Improving K through 12th grade education. How would you rate the importance of that?
For very important is 10.
10, okay. What about banning tobacco products for adults?
That's the middle. Whatever the middle number is.
5, somewhat?
Yes.
Okay. What about lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs?
10.
What about protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
What about making college more affordable?
10.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Yes.
So do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve, okay. And could you please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100? 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0, very cold and unfavorable towards them, and 50, that you're in the middle, okay? From 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, you can choose any number. What about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA? How would you rate your feelings?
Was very dissatisfied.
Okay, so from 0 to 100, what would be your feelings rated? 0, you feel very cold and unfavorable. 100, warm and favorable.
0.
0, okay. What about Democrats in Congress? How would you rate your feelings towards them?
50.
What about Joe Biden?
A 10.
Okay. Now, we're almost half 50% done, okay? Just allow me a couple of moments. Now, let me read you a list of priorities, that you think the Food and Drug Administration or the FDA should be focused on. Now, please let me know if you rate with them from 0 to 10. 10 is most important, 5 somewhat, and 0 not important at all. Okay? Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. How important would you rate that particular issue?
A 5.
What about authorizing prescription medication?
Authorizing prescription medication?
Yes. 10. What about educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition?
10.
What about restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages?
That's a 5.
Okay. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose a ban on the sale of cigarettes? With no nicotine to adults 21 and over.
See, I'm a smoker, so I'd probably, that'd be a no for me.
Okay, so you would oppose that, correct?
Yeah.
Would you oppose it strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I am against.
Okay. So, would you oppose it somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I think it'll bring a benefit.
Okay. Somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Somewhat.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important right now.
When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is a better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive, or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which one of the two? Would you do prohibition or harm reduction?
Prohibition.
Prohibition, okay. Now, I'd like to read you some things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. Now, for each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. More dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Would you be very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not very concerned? Not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
What about an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control? Would that be very concerned? Somewhat, not very, not all.
Very.
What about this creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales? Would that be very concerned? Somewhat, not very, not all.
Very.
Now, I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate them using a scale from 0 to 10. We're almost done, ma'am, okay? I'm trying to hurry it up so that in the next minute or so we're done.
I'm sorry. Okay. I just got off work. I'm very hungry.
Oh, just give me one more minute, okay? Okay? And then I'll go ahead and try to make this very fast so that we can be done with it, okay? And just allow me a couple of moments. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products for anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
No.
So you would oppose it, correct? You would oppose a ban?
Yes, I would oppose a ban.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose that?
I would support that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, regardless of what you say on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More of a benefit.
Somewhat more or much more benefit?
Somewhat.
And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults or would have no impact on your decision or who to vote for?
What you got? No.
So would have no impact?
It would.
So would you be somewhat more willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans? Or less
somewhat.
Willing? Somewhat more willing?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Coffee?
No.
Wine?
Yes.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Cigarettes?
Yes.
A smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Liquor or spirit?
No.
Beer?
No.
Cigars.
No.
Soda pop.
Yes.
Pipe tobacco.
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products.
No.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2011.
Did you graduate high school, college, some college?
High school and then college.
Okay. Did you go to some college or a four-year program?
Some college.
Okay. Are you married, single,
no.
Separated, divorced, widow?
I'm single.
You're single, okay. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Yes.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Would you consider yourself wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
Are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. It's been great. We are complete. Thank you very much, okay? And I'm sorry to bother you, ma'am. Thank you very much, okay? Thank you.